Good afternoon with WXPR. I'm Katie Thorson. Governor Tony Evers says he hasn't met with Republican legislative leaders to discuss his $91 billion state budget proposal because he's listening to what the people of Wisconsin want and that GOP lawmakers should do the same. Republicans who control the legislature's budget committee are expected to vote as soon as next week to remove many of Evers' priorities, such as expanding Medicaid and legalizing recreational marijuana, as they begin to create the next budget. Evers joined with Democrats at a news conference today outside of a Madison elementary school to tout his budget plan. Republicans had no immediate comment. A judge has ruled that Republican leaders of the Wisconsin legislature illegally hired private taxpayer-funded attorneys to represent them in anticipation of lawsuits over redistricting. The lawsuit filed by attorney Lester Pines on behalf of four Madison teachers argued that state law does not allow for legislative leaders to hire attorneys outside the State Department of Justice before a lawsuit has been filed. The legislature has yet to begin the redistricting process, and there are no pending lawsuits. Dane County Circuit Judge Stephen Elke ruled today that the contracts entered into by GOP leaders are void because they were not authorized to hire the law firms. Some Wisconsinites and Michiganders are part of a multi-state effort this week to clean up and protect the Great Lakes. The volunteer campaign involves seven Great Lake communities and is made possible through $300,000 in funding from the EPA's Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. Grand Traverse Baykeeper Heather Smith says that each community involved has been conducting its own annual cleanups, but the EPA trash-free grant allows for broad collaboration.
This is unique in that we have a number of organizations working across the basin, so we're getting a lot of momentum to remove some of the trash on our area beaches and in our nearshore waters that is certainly threatening habitat and drinking water sources.
Single-use cups, bags, and other plastic items are commonly found along the shoreline. And Smith points out that plastic pollution eventually forms microplastics, tiny plastic particles that are consumed by fish and are now present throughout the food chain.
Plastic continues to degrade and break down by wave action and freezing and thawing and UV penetration to make them even into smaller plastic particles, which can be particularly troublesome because those plastics can be ingested by wildlife and even humans.
The coalition hopes to remove 68 metric tons of trash from more than 17,000 acres of watershed by the end of 2022. A schedule of events can be found on our website, WXPR.org. A number of elected leaders in Wisconsin have publicly supported the latest climate plans from the Biden administration. A state lawmaker from the Central Region hopes it can boost training for clean energy jobs along with agriculture. Mike Moen reports.
As part of his vision to drastically cut greenhouse gas emissions, President Joe Biden aims to create 10 million new clean energy jobs. State Representative Katrina Shankland serves the Stevens Point area, which is where the Midwest Renewable Energy Association is located. She says organizations like that will play a key role in helping displaced workers transition to careers in wind and solar.
And I think that they would play a key role in enhancing workforce training, skilling up workers in this economy.
She says having a local group train these workers not only benefits central Wisconsin, but the entire state and Midwest region as well. Shankland suggests it puts residents in a better position to be hired for renewable energy work. Some labor groups and economists are skeptical of Biden's goals, saying these jobs don't always offer competitive wages. Meanwhile, Shankland says a more climate-resilient landscape could better protect local farm communities from extreme weather events. I'm Mike Moen.
Just in time for the general inland trout fishing opener, the Schwamigan-Nicolay National Forest is reopening a site for fishing. On the South Branch Oconto River, there are now five ADA accessible access points to the Class 1 trout stream. The piers were originally built in the 90s, but became unusable after time due to disrepair. Carl Welch is the Forest Service Timber Program Manager. He says three of the piers have been replaced and two of the access points have been repaired. Welch says they're all ADA compliant and much more robust than the last ones.
And hopefully that will keep the maintenance costs over time at a lower level. And in this site, we hope will be here for decades to come.
There's still some work to be done at the site, but people are able to access the fishing piers now. The site is off County Highway T in northwestern Oconto County. We have directions and photos of the site on our website, WXPR.org. The repairs were made possible because of a partnership between the Forest Service and the Nature Conservancy. We'll explain how the partnership works and what other projects the two groups have been able to accomplish because of it coming up tonight at 5:45 on WXPR. Your forecast for this afternoon, some more chances for showers and thunderstorms. A high in the upper 50s today. Tonight, dropping down to 32 degrees, partly cloudy. And tomorrow, sunny with a high near 57. This is WXPR.